This is Emory University's Sound Science. Coming up on Sound Science, the first in a series on sleep disorders, something millions of Americans live with. We talked with pulmonologist Nancy Collip about how one of the most common sleep disorders, obstructive sleep apnea, can affect postoperative outcomes.
I have had some interest in, I think, a very untapped area of diagnosing sleep apnea, specifically sleep disorder breathing, in patients in the hospital.
Whether hospital patients or not, most people who have sleep apnea aren't aware they have it, says Collip. They've never been diagnosed.
It's estimated that probably 80% of people who have sleep apnea don't know they have it. So when they come in for surgery, it puts them in a risky situation because the medications that we use to put people asleep and then after we do their surgery to help them with pain make sleep apnea worse.
As Americans get heavier, the incidence of obstructive sleep apnea is increasing, which makes screening for the disorder before surgery more important than ever. Upper airway obstruction, difficult tracheal intubation, and postoperative respiratory depression and airway obstruction are some of the possible complications of obstructive sleep apnea.
So, you know, there are studies that have looked at how to make surgery safer for people. And then there are certainly a little bit of data that suggests if you treat the sleep apnea, particularly like in something like heart failure, that actually might shorten the length of stay and get them out of the hospital quicker.
With this in mind, Collip recently finished a study where she looked at patients who were about to undergo cardiovascular surgery.
The prevalence of sleep apnea in that population is very high. At least 2/3 of them have sleep apnea. And the study was actually aimed for was to see if they had sleep apnea, would that translate into a worse outcome for the surgery.
Collip and her colleagues are now analyzing their data. Results are forthcoming. For more information about obstructive sleep apnea, visit emoryhealthcare.org. I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.